a handy player this year. So Kenny knows he's in the window. He's getting desperate.
Well, it's, you know, I say this every year, but it's do or die for Ken. It's do or die for Port Adelaide because, you know, Travis Boak's not getting any younger. Robbie Gray's not getting any younger. You've been through this a million times with your audience, and you've been through it with your friends as well, sitting at home over the dinner table talking about how much longer is Port Adelaide's window open. I'm not sure whoever they get in this draft, you know, they're going to be part of the next crop, and the next crop's important, but you know, it probably won't have an impact next year, and you know, next year is when Ken Hinckley needs to win the flag. So, yeah, whoever they get, you're going to have to presume that you're going to have to give them 2 years to refine their act before they have an impact. But in saying that, you know, there's been a few players at Port Adelaide, like Connor Rosie, through injury plateau a bit. So, yeah, I mean, I'm not sure what they do tonight's going to affect next year that much. I just hope that most of the players that had injuries last year, like Zach Butters and Xavier Dersmer, all get that 15% better. Otherwise, Port might be in trouble there.